Everyone, we are up to Simin Vav, Sif Dal, last Sif in Simin Vav, our page at the top of page 24. We're talking about the end of Birchas HaShachar. Last time we talked a little kai neshama, be somech to Birchas Asher Yotzer, like we said, one should be machmer to try and say Elokai Neshama right after Birchas Asher Yotzer, because according to the Gra and other Achronim, that the reason why Elokai Neshama does not get a bracha lefaneha, like most God brachas, supposed to get a bracha lefaneha, bracha acharea, because it's a bracha smucha lechaverta, unlike the psak of the mechaber. That is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, b'shein legra, another achronim, and therefore that's how we try and be machor. Someone asked, why then in the Art Scroll Siddur do they put a lokai neshama in another place outside of this? So that's a good question. You have to send a letter to Rabbi Scroll. But if you look in almost all other Siddurim, okay, the Siddurim, you'll see that a lokai neshama is printed right after Asher Yotzer, because that, seemingly, according to the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, is the appropriate place to put the bracha. Okay, so therefore, that's Art Scroll is not a question on our Pesach halachas over here. You have to ask them. Fine, here we go. Siv Dalet. There are those who used to be nohag the following minhag. What they would do is, you have a bunch of people in shul, and they would do the filing. Ruvain would get up, and he would go through all of Birchas HaShachar, Shimon Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. Well, everyone would answer amen to Ruvain's bracha. Right? Then Shimon would take his turn, and he would go through all of Birchas HaShachar and go ahead and then Ruvain, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, they would all say amen to Shimon's bracha. The Halan, Levi would take his turn, everyone would get their turn, and everyone would say amen to each other's bracha. That's the say they would do for all those who would say amen. You don't need a minion for this. Whatever amount of the group of people got together, they would go ahead and do this. 3, 4, 5 people, whatever it would be, that's what we do. Reuven would take his turn, Shimon would take his turn, Levi would take his turn. Why would they do this? Why would they do this? So we all heard the concept that we'll learn later on, that there's an Indian of making 100 brachas in a day, mea brachas in a day, or it's going to psak in Shulchan Aruch. There's also an Indian to say tishim amenim in a day, the 90 amens in a day. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here, sif kakn yigimov a kavana samhu, kadei sheyashin ko echad ad tishim amenim leon, to have 90 amens in a day, okay? And therefore, that's where this minog came about, going ahead to do it. I heard that in some Hasidic communities, they still have such a minhag to go ahead and do this also. Bistama, this is also the makor. Why? Especially in Chutzar, some other places in Eretz Yisrael also, that the Chazan will say Birchas HaShachar out loud. Okay, it's not exactly this minhag. They'll take turns. But at least one person, even though everyone says their own Birchas HaShachar, nowadays we're not Yotzi with the Shliach Tzibur's Birchas HaShachar, everyone says their own. Nevertheless, you get at least another group of Amens by listening to the Shliach Tzibur's Birchas HaShachar and answering Amen for those who come on time to Tefillah. Okay, so that is where that comes from. Now the Mechaber just explains, why should this minhag be okay? L'chora, once you listen to the first guy's set of brachas, you're already yotzei your brachas, you're listening, and you're answering amen. He says, v'ein la'ayir aleihem. Don't complain about these people who have this minhag v'lomar shikvar yotzu ba'amen shanu t'chila. Don't say, oh, they already yotzei with the amen that Ruvain said. Okay, how does then Shimon and Levi get up and say their own berachas l'shachar? That Ruvain is not having kavanah to be motzei Shimon Levi Yehuda. He's not having kavanah to be yotzei other people. He's just doing it so they can answer amen. Even if Ruvain would have a mind to be motzei Shimon Levi Yehuda v'chulei lahotzei acherim, hey mechavi nishalotzei berachaso. Their kavanah is not to be yotzei through his bracha. So once again, kavana, when one is making a bracha, or others are making brachos, is very, very chashav. That's very, very important, what your mindset is. So even if someone's saying a bracha aloud, even if you're answering amen, but either if the person making the bracha does not have kavana to be motzi you, or you don't have kavana to be yotzei through the bracha, you are not yotzei that bracha. You can answer amen. You're yotzei, you're amen, but you're not yotzei the bracha without kavana. You need kavana lahotzi, the kavana latzeis every time someone wants to motzi other people in a bracha. Now over here, you're lacking probably both of them, but if not both of them, at least one of these things you're going to be lacking. Therefore, you're not going to have a problem of bracha shinitzricha, bracha levatala over here, because I heard there are certain communities that women also get together, have groups of amenim, they'll get together and say birchas HaShachar out loud, and everyone will answer Amen together. It's a beautiful thing. It's based over here on the Shulchan Aruch. Most are not knowing like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down some Achronim were not so into this. He says, I am Bishari Tshuva. Over here in Sikhan Yid Gimel, Sheikh Shemfakim Vizet. There are those who do not like this Minhag. Nowadays, where people do not have kavanah to be yotzi through the bracha of the shiat zibor, everyone would be allowed to do this if you want to do a prima gadim katov. The roy ata shalom arbekol ram kima shiat zibor. The prima gadim is our minimum. Most Ashkenazi based kenesses that do say brachas shachar out loud. Only the shiat zibor says it out loud. The other people do not say it out loud. However, the mishnah says ayin sham al kain. Call makum makum yasik fimin hago. She call echad geshal amin lisvach. At the end of the day, like many things in halacha, if they're different minhagim, they usually have different makaros in halacha, and each one is fine according to their meaning of that congregation. That is going to be fine. So therefore, if you see different places do different things, it's not really a problem, especially over in these types of halachas. Moving on now, let's do the first halacha over here in Simin Zayin. I said we're going to go back now to Berachas Asher Yatzar, going to halacha. We talked about the actual bracha and the perish of the bracha. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of the halachas of Berachas Asher Yatzar. A lot of beautiful things over here in Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Kol Hayom Kishos Hesrachov. Now we talked about going to the bathroom the first time in the morning that's connected to Alin Tiel Sitaim v'chule v'chule. Now any other time you go to the bathroom during the day, Bing Ktanim, Bing Gedolim, whether you do Ktanim or Gedolim, Mivarech Asher Yatzar v'lo Alin Tiel Sitaim, every time you go to the bathroom, you're going to say a new Asher Yatzar. But we do not say al netilas yadayim afim rotzaliyomod oli lifbalim yad. Even if you're going directly to the base medrash to learn, or you're going directly to the base knesses to daven where you are going to be required to wash your hands to daven. Nevertheless, you would not make a new al netilas yadayim. You see beferish over here, not like the sheet of the Rush we learned earlier on. Rush held you're going to make a bracha al netilas yadayim. You're going to wash your hands with netilas yadayim before every tefillah shachris mincha marif. Okay, shachris we do like the, not like the Rush, but we're going to make the bracha because the Rush Rashba, we have to make the bracha in the morning. But mincha marif, we do not make a bracha. It does not mean we don't have to wash our hands. You do have to wash your hands. As Morin Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal points out over here, and also the Beralacha points out over here, that this is not talking about for tefillah, you have to wash your hands. We just do not make an al netilas yadayim, even if you just came from the bathroom. Says the Ramah, Hayu Yodim Luchlachos, even if your hands are completely dirty, Shishishe Ben, because you wiped yourself after going to the bathroom, over Shishishe, she's wiping yourself after doing number one, Afilu Hachi Eino Mavarech Al Netilas Yadayim, you are still not going to be making a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Okay, so that is the psak over here. Every time you go to the bathroom, Asher Yatzar, Al Netilas Yadayim is only in the morning, not by other, not by other tefillos. You should know that Mishnah Berurah, though, does bring down poskim that paskin like the Rush, that even mincha marav going to make a bracha. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. Please follow me on. After Kaimalam is in Rachel, I'm not Gilam and Gimel, see Betted, Philos, Mincha, Vichin, La Arvis, Afil, Ainiod, Elam, Shumlich, Sarah, Lito, Yadav. Even if you don't know your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands for Mincha and Marav. You always have to cleanse your hands before Tfilah. Vikol Shakain, Kishasa, Tzrachov, and Kol Shakain, if you went to the bathroom before him, for sure you have to wash your hands before davening. Mikol Makum, Ainim, Varacha, and Tiel, Sadaim, Elva, Shachris, explaining to the sheet of the Mechaber, you're only going to make a bracha at Shachris. However, behind the Sefer Arts of Sechai, once again, they say the sheep of the Malbim, Shekatov de Das Rova, Poskim, also Tzrach of Ligdolim, Vachakach Rotzli Spalo. If you went to the bathroom, you want to daven, Mivarech Al Netilas Yadayim, you're going to make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. It's Master from the Mishnah Berurah over here at the Arts of Sechaim, and we're going to see our sons there also says, this is also the Shay, says, I'm the Sefer Maiserav. Also over here, Maiserav, even though the Mishnah Berurah does say, we call Malcolm the Chatchila in Lozos me Psaka Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, Maiserav, do not say on the Tiel Sidayim. The Arts of Sechaim, however, with the Bracha, he says, I'm the Sefer Maiserav, who also holds the sheet of the Grow, was you wash your hands before every Tefillah, with a Bracha. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsal points out over here, if you look in the Gra inside, I believe it's the Malbim also, it's Masha from the Mishnah Berurah, only if you went to the bathroom and now you wash your hands, you would make a bracha from Mincha Marav. But look over here in Dibur Masel Vayein, he says, Shekot of Shaim, this is the sheet, I believe, of the Gra. Shetzarech lito yada bebracha lechol tefillah v'afil lo asat srachav. Even if you don't go to the bathroom, before every tefillah, like the Rush, you make a, you wash your tefillah sidayim. with a bracha for every tefillah. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah says beferish over here, lechachila ein lozus mepsach ha-shulchan aruch, and therefore the olam is not knowing to make a bracha, but you should know that there is those who do passing differently. Morin Rabbeinu of Nevensal takes this as a suffix. I'll tell you what's a din, what's a nafkamin. I mean, not everyone agrees with this psak. Rav Nevensal says one has to be makbid not to go ahead and daven shachars in one. Not have to, but it'd be correct to try not davening shachars in one place and then go travel to a different place to daven musaf. Why? Because it's nothing real problem. It's two separate tefillos. What's the issue? He says, just like you have to wash for shachris, mincha maris, so for musaf also you have to have, and then therefore, if you travel to go in another place for musaf, says Rav Nevensal, really now you're required to make a new netilas sedayim. If you're making a new netilas sedayim, you're just nachnis yourself now into a new safek brach. If you're davening in the same shul, it's kashach is going to go right into musaf, so you don't have to wash your hands again before musaf, so you don't get into yourself into another shiloh of do I make a brach or not. But if you go travel to another shul now, and now you're going to have to wash your hands again for musaf, you just machnis yourself into another safek brach. Okay, not everyone is machnin for sure. There's a reason why you have to daven shachas here and musaf over there. The Chora Rav Nevensal would say you're allowed to in the case, but the Chatchili would say try not getting into yourself into such a safek. Okay, so that is in terms of the tefillas yadayim. However, there's a lot more over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look over here and see Katan Aleph, a very, very important din over here. Mivarch, look at what he says over here. This is the sheet of the Prima Gadim. Even if you did not make Asher Yatzar right away, a long time passes by, you still make the Asher Yatzar. Afilu hachi chayiv levarch. If you didn't say Asher Yatzar until 2 hours later, now you have to go to the bathroom again, and you say, wait a second, I went to the bathroom, I forgot to say Asher Yatzar the first time. Says the Prima Gadim, Leberach Asher Yatzar Asher Rotzal Atal Maim Shenis, that's a Prima Gadim, Dimikodim Shiatal Yavarach Asher Yatzar Al Atal Rishon. Before you go to the bathroom right now, you make Asher Yatzar on the first time, and therefore, then you go to the bathroom again and make a new Asher Yatzar. Besides for the fact that I don't understand how you could do this, because if once you have to go to the bathroom, you're not really allowed to make brachas. Okay, I guess this guy doesn't really have to go to the bathroom, but if he has to go to the bathroom, you're not allowed to make a bracha, so I don't know how the Prima Gadim is going to allow you to first make a bracha before going to the bathroom a second time. But regardless of that, we do not pass in like this Prima Gadim. Look in the Hemshech. Aval. Anytime the Mishnah Berurah says, very important, klal, aval, achein. He brings one sheet and then he says aval, or achein, or omnam. Any of those lashonos, he is passing like the second shita. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is passing. Aval b'shari tshuva iskim b'shem kama achronim dim nisker la'acha shehitcha lo taiva shov lo yivarech. Similar to bracha achrona, you're allowed to make a bracha achrona without getting into there's a lot of 72 minutes without getting into anything by benching until you have to taiva. You have to eat again. You're still allowed to go ahead and bench. Okay, so similar to over here, he says, when does your bracha asher yatzar end that you can't make anymore? Once you have a taiva to have to go to the bathroom again, now you would lose out on the first bracha. So says the Shari Tshuva, now that I have to go to the bathroom a second time, I lost out on my first birchas asher yatzar. So that's the answer. According to Ashkenazim, we'll get to Sardim in 1 second. According to Ashkenazim, you're allowed to make a bracha. B'di lechatchila, you for sure should make it right away. But B'di Yevi, you didn't make the bracha of Asher Yatzar right away. You're allowed to make it until you have the taiva to have to go to the bathroom again. Once you have that feeling, the urge to have to go to the bathroom again, you lost out on the first berchas Asher Yatzar. This is, the Prima Gadim is the most vehicle opinion. You have the Shari Tshuva, there's more machmer opinions than the Shari Tshuva. And Sefer Chaim Moshe brings down Mishem the Ben Ishchai and the Kafa Chaim that hold that you only have a half an hour to go ahead and make an Asher Yatzar. And there's even more, according to the Pirkei Yosef and the Stechem, they believe it's a Safek, and you have to make the Bracha Asher Yatzar right away. If you do not make it right away, you lost out on your Bracha. I believe the Svardim are Machmer for the Chatzi Shah Shita, that they held after a Chatzi Shah, after going to the bathroom, you lose out on your Asher Yatzar. The Ashkenazim have the Mishnah Berurah, the Bisomech over here, and therefore until you have to go to the bathroom again, you're allowed to go ahead and make your Asher Yatzar, make up for what you missed, the lack of bracha that you have made. Okay, so that is very, very important. Sefarin halacha lemaisa over there. And you know what? We're going to call it a day over here. I'll continue with the Aras and Sif Alf, and we'll finish up the Simon Bezrat Hashem next time. Adkan for today.